Hi, I'm Bob Segetti, and this is Are You Smarter Than a Mesopotamian? This is the game show where I ask questions about ancient Mesopotamia, and you answer them. If you get the question correct, you get 1 point. If a person gets 8 points, he or she gets $1 million. Let the games begin. Introducing our first contestant, Trevor Lai.
You all suck. I will destroy you all.
You can think what you want. Our next contestant is Angel.
Is there a bathroom?
Probably not, but you can try and find one. Our next contestant is Carissa.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. This is the best day of my life. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Our next and final contestant, Stephen Wei.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Wow, very polite. Now that everyone's here, let's start. Are you smarter than a Mesopotamian? Our first question, what was a chariot used for in Mesopotamia? A, a two-wheeled or four-wheeled vehicle was used for royal funeral procession and later applied to warfare, racing, and hunting. B, a vehicle for animal traveling. C, something used in art. Or D, I think it's a kind of food.
I would say A.
And that's completely correct. You get 1 point. Did you know that chariots were used in Mesopotamia for royal funeral procession and were later applied to warfare, hunting, and racing? The transportation system helped people travel to remote places, which was significant to Mesopotamia. The wheel, which was included on a chariot, was considered the most famous invention Mesopotamians created. All right, next question. What weapons and defensive systems did the Mesopotamians use while in war? A, battle axes, spears, bows, slingshots, swords, armors, and shields. B, food, water, nerf guns, and iPads. C, gold swords, pickaxes, and other weapons. Man, that reminds me of Minecraft. D, the Mesopotamians played hide and seek with the enemy. Man, I wish that's how war worked.
D?
Yikes, that was awful. Incorrect.
D?
Closer, but still wrong.
Obviously A.
You got that correct. During the war, Mesopotamians used battle weapons to defend itself from intruders. The only people who used iron for tools are the Mesopotamians, and they were usually very victorious in battles. Its significance is their weapons can help them defend themselves from wild animals while they hunt. If they have no weapons, they won't be able to defend themselves. Okay, you got 1 point, Angel. Right now, our leaderboard is Angel 1, Steven 0, Carissa 0, and Trevor 1. Okie dokie, next question. This one is very challenging. When did Mesopotamians use beer? A, they showered in it. B, getting drunk. Duh. C, drinking it on special occasions, or D, pouring it on gods?
D, pour it on the gods. Party, party, yeah! I'm so smart.
Psych, that's incorrect. I'm pretty sure you're the drunk one, Carissa.
Oh wait, what? How dare you correct me? I'm going to sue you. Where's your manager? Who hired you?
Oh, got him.
C, it's C. If it's not, then I'm quit being a contestant.
Lucky you, you aren't quitting today because you got it correct.
Yay.
You see, beer was made from barley bread. And since beer was so valuable, sometimes they got it as their paycheck and have it for dinner. It tasted wonderful because there was lots of sugar. Usually in Mesopotamia, people who would drink beer were considered rich. Also, beer was mostly consumed on a special occasion. Its significance is food can help the Mesopotamians so they don't starve to death. Drinking beer in Mesopotamia brings people together and can strengthen their relationships. Next question. When did the Mesopotamians start writing? A, when Jesus was born. B, when God created the world. C, 2000 AD. D, 3000 to 3500 BC.
A, Jesus was born, obviously.
Incorrect.
No, give me the $1 million.
What $1 million?
D?
Unbelievable. Trevor's on a streak of two correct answers. Mesopotamians started writing when people wanted to send notes to other people in different countries. Its significance is that people can chat while in long-distance friendships or relationships. All right, on to the next question. What base number did the Mesopotamians use? A, 21, B, 0, C, 60, D, 360.
It's B! Ha ha! This is so easy!
Incorrect! Man, Steven, you gotta have a small brain.
Oh, it's C!
Jeez, why you gotta be so loud? Anyways, you were right. Fun fact, sexagesimal, also known as base 60 or sexagenary, is a numeral system with 60 as its base. It orientated with the ancient Sumerians in the 3rd millennium BC and was passed down to the ancient Babylonians. Its significance is that it can be modified form for measuring time, angles, and geographic coordinates. Truly fascinating. Moving along. This question is about something used today. What are sails used for in ancient Mesopotamia? A, exploring the rivers, B, eating, C, execution, or D, a playground?
A is the correct answer, is it? I mean, I've been on some cruises with sails before.
Unbelievable, Trevor's brain is a legend. You got that correct. He's on the third streak of correct answers. You know, during the ancient times of Mesopotamian history, many people wanted to travel to remote areas and had never gone before. It was also invented as a way for people to travel through lakes to catch fish for selling. Our next question is, which is considered to be connected to chariots? What is a ring? A, yeah, no, censored for TV purposes. B, something on a horse. C, kind of shirt worn if you're at a wedding. D, a belt for charioteers so they can escape when they're thrown out of the chariot.
D, I am confident it is correct.
Well, your confidence has run out because you're wrong.
Dang it!
It's A, people.
Incorrect, hat loser.
It's D, because when I was in middle school, which I'm in right now, I learned that charioteers, people who ride on chariots, actually put a knife on the rein, which is a belt, to cut themselves free when from a chariot. Safety belt when they are swung out of chariots.
Yes, you're correct, and save me time from explaining what a rein is. But if I would say more, there are safety belts on a chariot. Those are unbreakable except if you use a knife, which is what a rein is used for. You got 1 point, my good sir. Its significance is that it can rescue the charioteer if the horse goes crazy. It can help people from getting seriously injured or even cause a death to the charioteer. Next question. What do Mesopotamia's astronomers do? A, see the stars with their children. B, watching TV about Chris Hadfield all day. C, the movement of stars and the planet and the moon. D, just flex their name of an astronomer.
A, I guess?
Nope.
D.
Definitely no.
I bet it's C because that's what astronauts do in reality, but in Mesopotamia, it's similar.
Yes, oh my god, you're correct. You see, Mesopotamian astronomers could follow the movement of the stars, planets, and the moon. They learned that the movement pattern of several planets could predict their movement. Its significance is that the calendar and predecessors for the Jewish and Greek calendars were made after the study of the phases of the moon. In 10 years of my game show career, Trevor is the smartest contestant ever. JK, she's dumb. Here's the leaderboard. Trevor, 4 points. Angel, 1 point.
No!
Carissa, 1 point. Steven, 2 points. Alright, it's been a long time, and currently Trevor is winning. Our last question is worth 10 points. Which did the Mesopotamians create? A, chariots. B, mathematics. C, board games. D, sales. E, food. Or F, all of the above.
A, duh.
Nope, so close.
E.
Nope.
D.
Nope.
X.
There is no answer for X, Steven.
Then F.
Nope.
Then what is it?
Yeah, what is it? Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, what is it?
It has to be something.
Come on, tell us who won.
Well, there is no winner. It's going to be me. I'm not getting any of you poor children money. Not even a single cent. Hee. Bye-bye. Haha.
Well, I guess I traveled halfway across the world for nothing.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's not fair. Come back here, secret.
Where's the manager? I want to complain.
Well, folks, since Bob
spaghetti.
Left the gang show forever. I will never come back. Thank you for listening, and we will never see you again since Bob ran away.
Hey, that's my part. But anyways, the answer is F. Mesopotamians invested many things for the citizens
invested.
And could help.
You know what? I'm gonna like kill you.
Hey, that's my part. But anyways, the answer is F. Mesopotamians invented many things for the citizens and can help them in their daily life. Many inventions we use today originated from Mesopotamia. Now goodbye and wish me never to come back. Alabama, here I come!